Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance has joined us this Saturday, and we're going to try and help Dave. He's got an issue he's having as it relates to a leak in his insurance company. But before we're done with all of with all this, I said eight. I redid the math at the break. It's 10. My riding fast, two of my twos looked like a one. And so when I went back, it's 10 water lines. If you replace those 10 valves as well, plus your shutoff valve, you're looking at 21 parts. It is going a project that will take you the weekend, but it is very doable. You could even get it done in the day. And this is awful. I think I bought, I know I bought all the water lines to do our house when we moved in, gosh, 8 or 9 years ago. I'm thinking right now, thinking through this, I think...
How many do you have left?
I think I've got everything done but the master bathroom. I'm picturing the water line sitting above the cabinet way up high that I don't think I ever got to.
Something, I think that's on your to-do list.
Something interrupted
this afternoon,
my weekend
sir.
When
yeah.
I did that, and I never finished it. So I'm going to go home and finish our master bath.
Don't jinx it. You better go home and fix it now.
When you're done with all of this, if you have a alarm company that does regular service, a lot of them offer water monitoring, and there's sensors that they will install that they can come back and they'll have to add to it. There are some, if you don't have an alarms company monitoring your home, there are different things you can buy that sensors you can place that... We'll send you an alert if it detects water to your smartphone, so you could alert somebody to get to the house and shut it off if you're not there. Wake you up in the middle of the night beeping on your phone that, hey, your water heater's leaking, and run over there and shut it off so you can wake up in the morning and deal with that instead of dealing with a running water heater that's been leaking for 6 hours. So with the modern age of technology and electronics, you can get monitoring systems that at the point even if the high-end water lines with the brass threadings, with the braided exterior skeleton, at some point will cause a leak. This will just buy you a couple extra years. You get a water softener, even a couple more years to that. A good copper line. You could probably get 30 years out of it. So
you're going to go home and finish these lines, and I'm going to go research this water monitoring.
The water monitoring?
Yeah, I've got my to-do list now.
Yeah, I just found one of them. It's called Water Hero P100. It automatically will detect a leak and shut it off.
Yeah. And where this is all going on the Internet of Things, this is something you'll be able to one day manage in your home's OTA account. Everything that you can do digitally on monitoring is going to be an additional feature you can get. So that's our digital home maintenance app. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com/app. Dave in Phoenix, let's see if we can help you with the leak you had in your home. Welcome to the program.
Your lips to God's ears, please help me. So we've got a basement and a full basement. That's our kids' rooms down there. And in the middle of the night in October, the line from the macerator or the grinder pump that pumps the sewage water out of the house blew out. I mean, literally, it was probably a 2-inch hole blown in the copper line, flooded our whole basement. Insurance company was pretty prompt about sending people out to pull out the drywall at the bottom and didn't bring the fans in and dry everything out. And it was looking pretty good at the beginning. And then, but they really, what I call pick the low fruit, they did the easy stuff. They cut the drywall, on the ground, and they pulled up the wood floor that was really adjacent to it. But where this pump blew out was a little closet, and my heat pump was in there. And, of course, they couldn't get behind the heat pump because, it's 2 inches from the wall, so they didn't pull that drywall out. And in my daughter's closet on one wall, they couldn't get their saws in, so they didn't pull that drywall out. And they pulled up the floor that was immediately flooded, but it's a floating bamboo floor, so the water went everywhere, and they didn't pull that out. So we got on the phone with the insurance company, and we got an adjuster back out, and he's looking around, and he agreed to do some more, and then, because we have a landing at the bottom of the stairs, well, as it turns out, whoever built my house insulated the landing, so that insulation got wet, and it wicked up, and so that wood under there had to be removed as well. So they cut us a check for like $4,000 and said, you know, kind of there you go. And I'm in the middle of my busiest time at my work. This was in late October. And so about the 1st of November, so my kids are coming upstairs to use the bathrooms and the showers, and the whole downstairs is a wreck.
We have less than a minute left, so I think we'll probably have to wrap this
up. I guess my questions are, they cut us a check. I think it's going to be much more. I know we have a limit, but I'm afraid to cash this check because I'm afraid that, you know, it's one of those things where...
Hang tight. We'll finish talking it off the air. Cash the check. Don't cash the check. Initial reaction?
I would say you can cash the check, but keep the claim open. Just make sure that they don't close the claim. You always have a right to go back and reopen that claim, and it sounds like you went back a couple times.
And we'll finish answering your question off the air. We thank you all for joining us this Saturday morning. We'll be back next Saturday. In the meantime, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.